Blog Talk Radio.
Speaking to you right now, Lord, speak to us right now. somebody in this house tonight. Well, there's an atmosphere of a prophetic voice that's speaking right now. When God shows up, He speaks. He moves. Why don't you lift up your hands right now? Somebody's going to leave encouraged tonight. That heavy burden is lifting right now. That thing you're facing is leaving right now. You're getting your victory right now. Come on, lift up your head. Somebody who needs to be encouraged. Right now, your faith is returning to you. Your joy is coming back to you.
God redeemed. Hello, welcome to For Living Fire. I would like to thank each of you for joining me on tonight. I truly appreciate each of you. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for everybody that's listening under the sound of my voice. I pray that this word will be a blessing to them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, somebody will get delivered and set free on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Once again, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me on tonight. If you were with me last week, then you know that the foundational text was John 4. And guess what? We're going right back into that same foundational text. But God has another word. God is incredible the way he does that. He will give you the same text, but a different word. So here we go with the same text. It's John 4, verses 4 through 18. And I will be reading from the contemporary English version. This time, he had to go through Samaria. And on his way, he came to the town of Sychar. It was near the field that Jacob had long ago given to his son Joseph. The well that Jacob had dug was still there. And Jesus sat down beside it because he was tired from traveling. It was noon. And after Jesus' disciples had gone into town to buy some food, a Samaritan woman came to draw water from the well. Jesus asked her, "Would you please give me a drink of water?" "You are a Jew," she replied, "and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink of water when Jews and Samaritans won't have anything to do with each other?" Jesus answered, "You don't know what God wants to do. You don't know what God wants to give you, and you don't know who is asking you for a drink. If you did, you would ask me for the water that gives life." "Sir," the woman said, "you don't even have a bucket, and the well is deep. Where are you going to get this life-giving water? Our ancestor Jacob dug this well for us, and his family and animals got water from it. Are you greater than Jacob?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will get thirsty again, but no one who drinks the water I give will ever be thirsty again. The water I give will become in that person a flowing fountain that gives eternal life." The woman replied, "Sir, please give me a drink of that water. Then I won't get thirsty and have to come back to this well again." Jesus told her, "Go and bring your husband." The woman answered, "I don't have a husband." "That's right," Jesus replied. "You're telling the truth. You don't have a husband. You have already been married 5 times, and the man you are living with now isn't your husband." Reiterating verses 13 through 15, Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will get thirsty again, but no one who drinks the water that I give will ever be thirsty again. The water I give will become in that person a flowing fountain that gives eternal life." The woman replied, "Sir, please give me a drink of that water, that I won't get thirsty and have to come to this well again." Tonight's message is, give me a drink. Many of you are in a place of desperation right now. You would do anything not to feel the need, not to have the urge to go back, return to that place, return back to this well of darkness again that keeps sucking you in. You would do anything, including take a drink. You would do anything, including take a drink. And the drink you keep relying on has often left you intoxicated. But not invigorated, strong and full of energy, like you would hope. Instead, you're tired. Tired of feeling what you feel. You're tired. That's for somebody on tonight. You're tired. Tired of feeling what you feel. You're tired. The woman in tonight's text was not intoxicated. The woman in tonight's text was not intoxicated, but just like you, she was tired. Tired of going the distance. Tired of carrying all the weight herself. Tired of being drawn to what was not enough. Tired of trying to fulfill herself, only to still be empty and searching for more. Only to be empty and searching for more. Somebody right now, you have a real way of finding what's not enough. You have a real way of finding what's not enough. It's like you're drawn to what's not enough. Remember, the woman in tonight's text had a man at home, but still, she was the one out in search of water. She had to walk the distance, pump the water herself, then turn around and carry the water back home. The more you find yourself repeating the same old routine, the more you will find that you're tired. Do you hear me on tonight? The more you find yourself repeating the same old routine, the more you will find that you're tired. And for those of you who think having a man is the answer, this woman had a man at home. And previously, she had had five before him. Still, she found herself tired, at a well, talking to a man she barely even knew and had no business talking to. Because the text says in verse 89, Jesus asked her, "Would you please give me a drink of water?" She replied, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink of water when Jews and Samaritans won't have anything to do with each other?" How many know this to be true? When you are desperate enough, you will find yourself not caring about race, or how one nationality has been taught to respond to another. When you are desperate enough, you will find yourself not caring about race or how one nationality has been taught to respond to another. When you are desperate enough, you will do just what mama said, don't do. You will talk to a stranger. When you are desperate enough, you will do just what mama said, don't do. You will talk to a stranger. Somebody on tonight, a perfect stranger has your answer. In the text, Jesus was the perfect stranger. He was the perfect stranger for this woman to meet at the perfect time. He was the perfect stranger for this woman to meet at the perfect time. John 4, verses 13 and 14, Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but no one who drinks the water that I give will ever be thirsty again. But the water I give will become in that person a flowing fountain that gives eternal life." Jesus lets the woman know that the water she's come in search of would not be enough to sustain her, but she would have to keep coming back for more. Beloved, there is no eternity in the temporary things you're doing. Beloved, there is no eternity, meaning it won't last forever, whatever you're doing. There is no eternity in the temporary things you're doing. You can drink, and somebody on tonight, if drinking is not your vice, substitute it with what is. We all have a vice or vices we must surrender to Christ. And still, when you sober up, you will have to come back for more. Now, more could mean more of the same, or more could mean beyond what you have already experienced. If you choose more of the same, that place, that well of darkness, will continue to suck you in with no place to hide. Hear me on tonight. If you continue to choose more of the same, that place, that well of darkness, will continue to suck you in with no place to hide. You can't keep hiding the demons you're fighting. That's for somebody on tonight. You can't keep hiding the demons you're fighting. You need the opportunity to talk your heart. On tonight, you need the opportunity to talk your heart. The woman in the text got the opportunity to sit down and talk her heart. She and Jesus talked from John 4, for those of you who are just joining. The foundation of text is John 4. The woman in the text got the opportunity to sit down and talk her heart. She and Jesus just talked. How beautiful is that? She and Jesus talked. Randomly, freely, honestly, they talked. Somebody on tonight needs to know that's the beauty of salvation. Salvation is you talking your heart to God. Salvation is you talking your heart to God and then releasing control of your life to Him and letting Him lead. See, many of you on tonight, I know you're used to doing things yourself, but you need to let go. Talk your heart to God and then let Him lead. Salvation is the first step to deliverance. Salvation is the first step to deliverance. Psalms 3:8 NIV says, from the Lord comes deliverance. From the Lord comes deliverance. Many of you are trying to do it on your own, but you need to know that from the Lord comes deliverance. Isaiah 12:3 from the NIV says, with joy you will draw from the well. With joy, you would draw water, rather, from the wells of salvation. The New Living Translation says, with joy, you would drink deeply from the fountain of salvation. You've been tirelessly fighting what seemed like a losing battle, continuously rehearsing the same routine to the point that you have no joy left, no strength. To the point that you have no joy left, no strength. Hear the word of the Lord on tonight. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. God wants you to draw whatever you need from His well. God wants you to draw whatever you need on tonight from His well. From a deep relationship with Him. Not from your relationship with this one or that one, but Him. He wants you to not just drink, but be fulfilled. He wants you to not just drink, but be fulfilled. If you would just open up and release on tonight, talk your heart on tonight, God will be your joy. For those of you who don't have joy, God will be your joy. According to Nehemiah 8:10, He will be your strength. And somebody on tonight, you need to know that joy is not emotion. Joy is not like happiness. It's not an emotion. Joy translates to mean, according to Nehemiah 8:10, strength. So what I'm telling you on tonight, that the Lord will be your strength. And for those of you who think I'm trying to introduce you to some magical solution that would be like abracadabra, boom, I'm well aware that Psalms 30:5 says, weeping may endure for a night, which means there's a time period, a process. But joy, and joy translates to mean strength, as I said from Nehemiah 8:10, which means salvation is a process, deliverance is a process. Salvation and deliverance both are processes. But I pray on tonight that the process will begin for you. It's a process. It takes time to fully come through. It takes time to fully come through. I'm here to tell somebody tonight, after you finish feeling what you feel, after you finish feeling sorry for yourself, after you have sobered up enough to put down that drink and make the choice to ask God to give you a drink of water that will create in you life versus the death you have been feeling. When you get the strength to choose to put down that drink and ask God for His water, to create water in you that will be life versus the death you've been feeling, strength will become as a result. Strength will come as a result as a result of your commitment to God. And the more you grow and get to know Him, the more strength will be developed. Strength will come as a result of your commitment to God. And the more you grow and get to know Him, the more strength will be developed. It's a process, one that you can't see right now. I'm well aware that you can't see it right now, but it is a process, and it is possible. Somebody needs to know that it is possible. In verse 7, Jesus answers the woman for a drink. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep." Now, you might be feeling like she came on the air tonight with a message entitled, "Give me a drink." But what does she have to draw with? You're right. I have nothing to draw you with other than my testimony. The Bible says, "And they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony." Revelations 12 and 11, King James Version. My testimony. I know how it feels to be left, to be knocked down, to be stuck in a place with no one to help. I know how it feels to be different, lonely, and severely depressed. I know how it feels for my body to be used, for my mind and my heart to be broken and confused. I know how it feels to be connected to the wrong person in a very wrong, dysfunctional way. I know how it feels to just give up and quit. Somebody on tonight, I know how it feels to just give up and quit. I know how it feels to drop out of life, drop out of school, and lose sight of myself and my dreams. I know how it feels to be so tired and just want to ball up in the fetal position and die. But I also know how it feels to wake up at 21 and decide to get my GED, going on to earn a diploma in journalism. I know how it feels to have multiple vices, one being a shopping addiction, not to mention whatever felt good and satisfied my flesh at the time. And at age 25, still in sin, my former pastor comes to my house, prays with me. Later, I would know how it feels to give my life to Christ. Like the woman in tonight's text, I know how it feels to ask God for a drink and receive his grace and forgiveness. I know how it feels to see the transformation process begin and know that it is a process. Somebody needs to know that it is a process. I can't stress that enough. And some 17 years later, it's still a process and a journey as I become more of the woman God has chosen. And if you're listening under the sound of my voice, I pray tonight that you will wake up and live. In Ezekiel 16, verse 6, NIV, God saw how desperate the situation appeared and still gave the command to live. You can live in spite of what you're facing. You can live in spite of what you're facing on tonight. I pray the word of the Lord sobers you up tonight. And you crawl out of that bottle you're trying to hide your worries in. And you crawl out of that bottle you've been trying to hide your worries in. Come out from behind whatever vice you're using. It may not be drinking. You may have another vice. Come out from behind whatever vice you're using and drink of the Lord's water tonight. Beloved, it's time you talk your heart to God and release control of your life to him. It's time you let him lead. Lamentations 2 and 19 from the NIV. Arise, cry out in the night as the watches of the night begin. Pour out your heart like water in the presence of the Lord. Somebody needs to do that. Romans 10 and 9 from the NIV says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Let's pray. Father God, somebody's soul is crying out, give me a drink. They're so tired. Every vice they're using, trying to manage what they clearly cannot control. They're so tired of trying to control their own life. Therefore, tonight, give them a supernatural thirst for you. Deliver the weariness of somebody's mind on tonight. Let every sinner, those who are not in right standing with you, cry out, give me a drink. Let every saved person who has somehow reverted back into their old ways repent. Repent for their foot almost slipping and losing their footing in you. close up every well of darkness that has passed down, that has been passed down throughout their generation. Let the well, like the well that was deep for Jesus, and he had nothing to draw with to refresh their lives. But God, give them a drink. Somebody cry, give me a drink. Pour out, Lord. And all that really want you, want eternal life, want the sweet salvation that comes from a relationship with you. All those seeking your grace and forgiveness, all those who are thirsty tonight, it's my prayer that you receive. In the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid to talk your heart. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone via Blog Talk Radio, desiring specific prayer, press 1 and I will be glad to pray with you. Press 1 and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. If you missed any of the message, you can always come back to the website, blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire, and the message will be up. However, if you follow me on Twitter or Facebook, I will be posting this episode immediately following the show. Let me give you some contact information. You can follow me on Twitter or Facebook. Follow the ministry page on Facebook at Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page, on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Periscope at Prolific Fire. Visit the ministry's website at prolificfireministry.com. If there's anybody on the phone line that desires prayer but you didn't want to be on the air for whatever reason, you can always contact me for prayer or private consultation. And yes, private consultation is free. You can do so by calling or texting 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or email me at prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. For some reason, God always wants me to mention the songs that were played tonight. The songs that were played tonight is God Is Here by Martha Menezes and Redeemed by Big Daddy Weave. Be sure to join me next week where we will have a guest speaker sharing the word of the Lord, and I pray that you all will be blessed, same time, same place. I pray that each of you will have a blessed Thanksgiving. Don't forget to give God thanks because he is the meaning of Thanksgiving. And as Christians, we should give him thanks every day anyway. And I will see you next week. Good night.